I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Left on Red, the podcast where no topic is off limits and we get through a healthy dose of girl talk. It's like a virtual coffee date with your besties.
Spot on, Jewel. Each week we'll dive deep into a juicy topic that's bound to start discussions and fill up our DMs.
And we've got your back when it comes to recommendations. It could be makeup, movies, fashion or food. We'll fill you in what we've loved and maybe didn't love this week.
Before we wrap things up, we leave you with a motivational quote to carry with you into the week ahead. It might be nonsense, but we will try. Because let's face it, we all need a little extra boost sometimes.
Ready to go?
Let's crack on.
Well, welcome back
to the podcast. We actually haven't done a normal podcast in 3 weeks. Is it 3 weeks?
3 weeks, I'd say, yeah. Yeah, because I was obviously on holidays for the week. You went away for a couple of days and it's just been chaotic because it's summertime and stuff.
Yeah, it has. And we're very excited to be back. And we're on the... So we're recording this on a Monday. By the time this comes out next Monday, we're recording this on the back of a very successful Sunday. And I'm going to sing a bit of a song. Da, 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 da. What am I doing?
You butchered that.
That's Sunday, Sunday game.
I know.
Sunday game team tune. Yes, Cork beat Limerick. So excited.
Yeah,
so
great
happy.
Game. Great game. I actually brought Fionn to the last Cork and Limerick game that were Cork beat Limerick as well. Remember there in Parky Quay?
Yeah.
Great game. Great atmosphere. But yeah,
and
so anyways,
Cork
that was
Limerick
yesterday.
Then as well?
Yeah, and that was yesterday. And now this coming, is it Saturday or Sunday? Saturday, is it? Sunday.
It'll be Sunday.
Sunday, the 21st, Cork versus Clare.
Cork versus Clare. No, I actually don't mind if Cork lose against Clare. I just think it was the whole Limerick thing. And it's not nothing against Limerick people. It was just that, you know, they were going on for the drive for five, which no one has, I don't think anyone has done the drive for five.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of like one of those things. Yeah, and it's like, do you know what? It's like when Man United used to be winning years ago, everyone wanted them to lose. Same at Man City now, everyone wants them to lose. Do you know when Ireland were winning the Eurovision? You're probably too young to remember that now. People want them to lose. But in fairness, now I was going to come home anyway those few days, but I got the Monday off work. So I'm 100%, haven't gotten the tickets yet, but by this time next week, I shall have the tickets. I'm manifesting them because backstory to why this is so special to me is if you listen to the podcast a couple of weeks ago, back in March, actually I shared this story about my recovery. And the last time I was in Croke Park in 2010, I think I was there since, but the last All-Ireland I was there for the football one, basically I had to be held up by my mother because I was just really drunk, and basically I was just after hitting a massive rock bottom. My dad had gone out of his way to get the ticket for me. I made a holy show of myself. It was probably one of the worst moments in my life at the game. Cork won, they beat down by 1 point, and I ended up having to ring a rehab centre the next day because I was an absolute disgrace. So it was nothing but horrific memories, and now they're back in the final 14 years on. Sadly, my beautiful father has passed away since, and he was obsessed with the hurling, obsessed. So the big thing for me is to go back now 14 years on, and hopefully Cork will win, and just to sit there and just be like, oh my god, how things have come full circle. It's going to be a full circle moment even if Cork lose.
Yeah, bittersweet. So that's why I'm so excited. Bittersweet day for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be amazing. And you know what? The girl was saying to me earlier, she said, like, go laugh in the places you cried. And I have that as a screenshot on my phone, to go laugh in the places you cried. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a full circle moment. Even if they lose, I'm trying to get you to come to the match with me.
I know.
For the crack. Because you've never done the Coppers thing the night before.
I've never been to Coppers in my life.
Ah, come here. Coppers now. I don't know where I'm going now because I don't even drink anymore. But Coppers, I have been to Coppers sober once. You don't know what you're getting Coppers on the night before in All Ireland.
Yeah, we should definitely do Coppers the night before. Hopefully then get to the match and then travel down to Cork and go out and Cork that night.
Oh, I Cork that night. Wild.
Wild,
wild.
Absolutely
and of course,
wild.
My mind is going mad now because I'm like thinking about renting a car. I'm thinking, who will I stay with now? What flight will I get out from Cork and all this? I'm going 90 now. I straight away, my boss this morning, she was after coming back from holidays. I barely asked her how her holidays was. Like, I was like, look, I need that Monday off because I've no holidays left. She's giving me the day off. So I think it's written in the stars. So we're very excited. Hard luck to Limerick. Actually, speaking of Limerick, so we're obviously trying to get tickets anyway. But our manager, Joe, We were like, Joe has good links, right? So we were on the phone earlier plotting and planning, Julie and myself. And I said, you know what, Joe, now I might have a few contacts. And of course, Julie egging me on, go text him. So I said, all right, I'll text him. And I just text, and I don't even think I said hello. I was just like, Joe, can you get us tickets to All Ireland? And then I don't know what I said after that, but then around 10 minutes later, the penny dropped. It goes, oh my God, I forgot you were from Limerick.
Yeah, so I'm, and he texts back and he goes, are you taking the fucking piss? I was there yesterday. I said that over and you're, two of you coming at me for tickets for the All-Ireland. Drive the fuck on. We were, I couldn't stop laughing at home. I knew all along. They're like, Joe, what, text of you.
You rat. You knew.
I knew.
I'm getting you back for that. You snake. Snake emoji too the next time you do something in that group.
Snake in the grass. I come here. What else happened this morning? I had an interview with the Irish Examiner.
Oh yeah, go on. Oh, I had an interview. Oh God, isn't she fucking great? Go on.
Hold on now. I'm a good
Before we start, no, you're wearing a fake white fox top here now. So what you're going to say about me? Go on.
Oh yeah. So chatting away anyways, and he's asking me my favourite movie, my favourite book, my favourite TV show, everything, loads of things anyways. And he was like, oh, you're a favourite. Who's your favourite fashion blogger? And I was like, oh fuck, I follow nobody for fashion, you know? So I was like, oh Jesus Christ, what did I say? Do you know who I said?
Oh, go on.
Brenda! He was like, your co-host. And I says, yeah. He said, I never realised. Is she like a fashion blogger as well? I was like, yeah, she is. She wears lovely clothes. Oh, yeah, go on, tell me more. I said, you know what now? She really inspires me to buy second-hand clothes.
I think I dress okay.
You do, but what I said was like, sometimes like you might get your dress, like it could be like a designer dress, but you might buy it off Depop or something like that. Like that's what
pre-loved.
I would say. Pre-loved, yeah. And your mom was like, oh, that's brilliant. She says, I know loads of women now like that. And yeah, he was weak for you. I was like, there you go now. Got you a great plug with the Examiner.
What? Did you look for a picture of me? Do they usually look for a picture, a stylish picture?
Oh no, Vogue, now they're coming after you now for that. The magazine.
Yeah, well, I did feature in The Echo and they did a big spread on me in the regional park about three different looks I had back at the time of the pandemic. Honest to God.
Did they?
Yeah. I had like one sporty one dress, and like there's one of me holding a tree with my leg up. I'll send that one on to you actually. Give that to your man. Yeah. And then there was another one.
Did you do the peace sign?
I knew well the peace sign. See, I do anything a bit weird here with peace signs or the thing under my hand under my face and
stuff. I hate that. Bugs me when I see somebody online with their fingers under their chin and they be moving the fingers. I'm like, fuck you doing? Like, yeah, I haven't done all this shit. Do you do that?
I know, but I haven't done it since.
I never seen you do that. I did see you do the peace sign, all right.
Did the peace sign yesterday on purpose because it just, I looked stupid and then I was just, the fingers went up and I goes, I'm just going to post that and drive her mad.
Yeah, I was like, gosh.
Like a clown. Anyway, that's enough about me and my style. You looked fairly stylish in your holidays there recently. Tell how you got on.
Oh yeah, so I went to Tenerife and I'll be the ball. I went on my own with the kids, just the three of us like. But like, I know now you went to Tenerife a couple of times. You never went to my place. Where was I
again?
Well,
you didn't even know where you were going.
Yeah, where what was it called again?
She don't be looking at me. I didn't book it for you.
Oh, fuck, I even where I was.
Even, I'll tell you this, my mom follows you, right? So, yeah. My mom even said to me, where was Julie staying? I goes, because usually I stay in a deck here, Las Americas, which is quite near the airport. And I said, do you know what? I'm not really sure. I think it was more north from where I stay. She goes, yeah, because she got on the bus and it was really bright. And then when she was getting off, it was all dark. And I was wondering where she was. She was kind of worried about you. She was like, I was wondering where she was gone, Brenda. And I was kind of like, I'm not sure she even knew where she was going.
No. Oh, I know where I was. San Diego or somewhere like that.
Santa Cruz?
No. What was it called?
Santiago?
I know the name of the hotel. The hotel was called Landmark Tenerife.
The hotel looked magnificent, I must say.
Do you know what? Now it was a stunning hotel. I wouldn't go back. Do you know now if me and you were to go away for a weekend or if I was to go away with a fella or a group of girls, whatever, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't do all inclusive if I was going away with you or the girls or a fella or whatever. I'd find it a small bit boring. With kids, I found it freaking brilliant. I like, if I was away now, what we say with you, I'd like going out in the evenings and trying new restaurants and stuff for dinner. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this place was all inclusive, so I didn't leave the hotel, which was perfect because I was on my own. So, and plus with the kids, like, sure, they're actually making friends and everything. They didn't want to leave, and anytime I did leave, they were crying.
Because they wanted to stay in the hotel so
they
much.
They wanted to stay in the hotel so much with the entertainment, and the kiddie clubs were there and all their little friends. They loved it. They had a ball. So, yeah, I can't. I think it was San Diego or something, this place, the name of my place. But, like, you couldn't go any further than my town or you'd fall off the cliff. Like, I was hanging on the cliff.
Literally. It was like, that far away. It was so secluded.
Yeah, it was a good hour. Like, there's no lucky men or anything in my town, like.
And then we'll say start off from the start. You know, when you were going that morning on the plane and all that, obviously you had the twins. You did you take 10 kg, 20 kg? I just want to get a picture for any other single parent who wants to go away with their kids.
That was my worry. I was like, all right, I'll have the two kids now hanging off me and then I'll have all the bags, because even though they promised me to help me with the bags, I knew after a while they'd get tired and you know the way they are, like they're still only six and I'd be the one lugging along all the suitcases. But no, in fairness, they were very good. I gave them a backpack each in their backpacks and there were their iPads and treats and like colouring books and pencils and stuff like that. And then we had two 10 kgs and one huge 20 kg bag. So I had three suitcases, two backpacks and my handbag. It was grand. Like, you have the trolleys in the airport and I only had my big suitcase, a 20 kg one, like paid to check in. But then when I got up to the airport, I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to pay the extra to throw in another 10 kg one. And I just had one 10 kg then and two backpacks walking around the airport.
And then who did you... Actually, I know you booked True Love Holidays, wasn't it? And who did he fly with then?
Ryanair.
Was it chartered? Or was it Ryanair?
Yeah, they're fabulous. They're very good. Now, it's a 4-hour flight. It's long enough, isn't it, Tenerife?
It's long, yeah.
It's long. But it was grand, like that. Now, I gave them an iPad each. I was actually downloading a couple of movies. And sure, like, it was... You'd watch maybe one, two movies and you were landing, so it was grand. Then we just got the shuttle bus then. That shuttle bus, we got it. And I had all that pre-booked and stuff like that. I found that fine. And we jumped on that. We ran that for over an hour. By the time we did all the stops, you know, the stops, dropping people off.
Yeah.
And then we got to our own hotel. And I had, it was grand. It was actually grand. Do you know what it is now? The thought of it is probably the worst. And it is quite lonely as well, even though I had the two kids. But my two kids don't talk to me at all. Like, you wouldn't be sitting down having a conversation with them, like, put it that way.
No. Would they be any bit kind of embarrassed, you, as in, like, go away, Mom?
Yeah, they're getting to that stage, you know, right? Like, they wouldn't hug or kiss me or anything like that out in front of their friends.
No way.
But, like, they go away and do their own thing. Like, Joe, there was a kiddie club on now in the mornings for an hour or two. They'd go down there and they'd be painting and they'd be playing soccer or whatever. Then they'd come up and we'd sit by the pool for a couple of hours. And then, like, it was the same thing day in, day out. But that's every family holiday. You know, you get up, have breakfast, go down to the pool, or literally at the pool for about 5-6 hours, go for dinner, or go back up to the room, have showers, get ready, go for dinner. Then the kiddie club then was on from 7 to about 10 o'clock and then straight to bed.
And then did you go to the kiddie discos? Like, they're my worst nightmare.
Every single night, yeah.
And queer, would there be any talent? No, like single fathers at that?
No, I'd say not in all families. All families. And in fairness, a couple of families used to come over and be like, do you want to sit with us? I was like, no, you're grand.
Oh, no.
Because the music was so loud. It was the kiddie disco. And I'm like, trying to make conversation here. I'm like, where are you from? I'm from Ireland. Oh, yeah. What do you work as? Oh, yeah. Do you know? I was like, nah, I'd rather sit my own.
What did you say you worked at?
I says marketing.
Yeah, you love the marketing line, don't you?
Yeah, I says marketing. Marketing. Say when I match with a lad on Tinder, what do you work as? Marketing. Like, all right.
You didn't know, did he?
No.
Well, yeah, I think marketing. And if they were going to say then what kind of marketing, what would you say?
It's online. So they're hardly going to ask anymore. Like, they're not like me asking 101 questions.
Actually, speaking about online stuff, I'd say Brenda's Bits has to go.
Why?
Professionally, I think it has to go.
How'd you change it?
I've tried, and it's not being snobby or anything, but professionally, like, it was commented, it was kind of like, oh, what's your name on Instagram? And it was like, Brenda's Bits. And they're like, sorry, Brenda's Bits. And they were kind of looking at me, I goes, yeah, but I'm Brenda's Bits, like. Yeah. And they're like, right. And they were like, but this is before OnlyFans. I was kind of like, right. And then I said it to one or two people today, and they were kind of like, not sure about the Brenda's Bits thing. And I actually think it may have to go. I think because of all this, like, this bitty stuff, does it sound a bit sexual? And, like, it's not a sexual page. I don't know. I actually, because what happened was, I did actually go into it, and I think there's an issue. I contacted Instagram support today to try and change it, and I think it's because, and I'm not trying to sound full of it now, because anyone can get a verified tick, but it's verified with a while before you actually could pay for it. So I don't know, is there a route I have to go down and change it?
Yeah, like, that was my next question. I was like, I don't think you could change your name if you have a tick.
Well, no, I have to go down a certain route, because I have emailed that day. I think professionally, because it's kind of like Brenda's Bits, there's one or two people were like, and it's not that I'm easily influenced, I'm just thinking professionally.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll always be up to, like, the corner shop carry on and roaring at the post office and dancing around the streets and all this carry on. Like, that ain't going to stop. But what I'm saying is, like, it's just, if I, like, I did a certain, I was speaking at an event there 2 weeks ago. No one said anything, but like, oh, what are you on Instagram? After coming off stage talking about empowering women and women in the media, then, oh, I'm Brenda's Bits. They'd be like, what? It just doesn't go. It's not that I'm like, Brenda's Bits is dead, because that part of me will never be dead. Like, because I've carried on to be a bit of a mad, yo, because I say, even with, and all my work, like, my work bosses and everything follow me and they see what I get up to. So it's just, I think the name, we'll have to, she's gonna, Brenda's Bits is dead, is well, she's on the way out, she's on life support,
and she's on the way out. We'll see. Brenda
just Brenda Dennehy. Brenda Dennehy.
You know, I just talking about Instagram and stuff like that. I'm on my own now. I know I kind of told you this during the week, but yeah, I'm managing all my collaborations and all the emails, everything all by myself. I've no more management.
And how are you getting on?
Grand, you know, now I was flat out there for a while just trying to navigate the whole thing, but it's actually fine. I just have to set aside an hour or two every single day to do the emails and to be, you know, catching up that, like, the admin, I suppose. But yeah, it's fine. You know what? I just couldn't afford it anymore. I couldn't.
It's hard going. Well, you see, the small bit of money I make on Instagram, I obviously do all the bits of my own, because, like, no one would be making money off me. But even if I had to give 100 euros to someone, if they were managing me, I'd be making nothing.
You know, exactly. And, like, so, when you have a management here in Ireland or the UK, they take 20% of your earnings. Well, 20% of every collaboration. So I was giving away 20% for every ad I was doing, which is a lot, like, you know. So I had a meeting there recently. Number one, I'm going to a mortgage advisor, and two, I'm actually setting up a pension fund. And both of them said it to me, they were like, Julie, if you just set aside an hour or two every single day, just do the admin side yourself, you'll be earning so much more, and it will help you in the long run to buy the house or, you know, fund for the kids to go off if anything happened to you. So I was like, yeah, do you know what, I'll do it for a while. So I am.
It's just, yeah, it's just probably the discipline to sit down and do it and give it that time.
Yeah, that's it. And that's what I was allergic to, because you know me, I absolutely hate, you see what happened to Joe the day. Joe forwarded on an email and he was like, will you reply to that person? I replied to Joe.
I didn't know you did that, you clown.
Did you not know? So he goes, he texts, he must have texted privately.
Sorry.
Do you remember? He texts into the room and he's like, one. Julie, will you reply to such a person? And I goes, I already did. He goes, you replied to me, you fucking idiot. Yeah.
So
stupid at technology and stuff like that. So I was a bit nervous, but like, they're all grand. Like, so good.
I had to laugh now, because the second last podcast we did with Natasha, I had to do it from my apartment, and I was laughing today because I'm in the Spotify studio and you're on Red FM now, but I was there kind of going, oh my god, if she has to do the podcast from her kitchen with a clothes horse, you'll be trying to, I can't do it, try to know how I'm doing it, I don't know my mic or not, and you freak out over it.
Remember then, for the podcast, I bought a laptop, bought a Mac laptop, and then I bought a printer because I was doing all my secretarial work and all for the podcast.
You were told, like, look, I'm going to buy a laptop and I'm going to have everything printed. I don't think you ever printed anything for me.
I don't know how to work it. I never printed nothing for me either. I actually write everything down, like, pen and paper. I write stuff down. I can't print. I don't know how to turn on the printer.
Yeah, I know. I'm awful. Do you know what? there's some people for that kind of thing. You're just like, to be honest with you, Fergal, who I used to work with 96FM, techie stuff or invoices or anything. I'm like, Fergal, you'll have to do that there now. And I buy him cigarettes for it.
Happy days, yeah.
But look, if someone was bringing me cigarettes for that, because it's kind of like, I'm like, someone sent down something about an invoice the other day, and I was like, it's new. I was like, I just can't. So I cut you off there with your holiday. Was there anything else you wanted to add to it? I suppose any advice for anyone listening, any parents? You know, you were very nervous about wanting to do it because it was your first one, and that your mom or Sean weren't there. Yeah. Like, if anyone's listening, and would you say people are like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm a single mom, single dad. Got two or three kids. What would you say to them?
Do you know what? I actually went on holidays last year. There was a big group of us, and I nearly enjoyed, not that I enjoyed it more, but it was definitely more relaxing. Like the last time when I went to Club Mac, there was a big group of us, and like that now, we had a group chat and we were texting, let's all meet in the pool now at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock let's go for lunch, 7 o'clock let's go down the town for dinner or whatever. It was all, do you know, like, you had to, you're meeting everyone else's needs. Well, this time around, it was just like, you come and go as you please. You do not have to please anybody else. It was definitely way more relaxing. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Again, as I said, a small bit lonely, because, like, kids don't really talk to me. But other than that, loved it. I'd 110% do it again.
Definitely. Oh,
you're
great.
Always weighing your own. You love it.
I love going away on my own. Actually, it's funny, you know, because you're on about going away on your own and all that. But I'm going to Barcelona. I've been there years ago, but I'm going to Barcelona with three other girls. And I'm kind of like going, right, I'm going with people now. And I don't know what this is going to be. And I know it'll be fine. But I'm actually, we're all going different flights. So we're all looking after, like, I'm going a certain time on the Wednesday. And then there's another one going a certain time. And we're meeting over there then. But this will be, for me, now I'll have to do what they kind of want to do as well. I'll do my own thing as well. But I'll have to see now how I get on, because I was a guy I was chatting to. I was telling him how I love going on my own on holidays, and he couldn't get over it. He was like, oh my God, I'd love to go there on my own, but he's never done it. And then I was like, I might go to Australia in January or February. He couldn't believe it. He's like, you go to Australia on your own? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. I love it on my own. And actually, do you know the way I was going to do the Chicago Marathon?
Yeah.
Do you know the way I get these wake up? Do you know the way it happens to me an awful lot? I was telling you earlier about this situation. I wake up some mornings, right? And it's like, I don't think I'm possessed, right? I think it's like intuition, right? I woke up and I goes, I can't do the Chicago Marathon this year. I can't. I didn't even tell you this. I woke up and I was like, no, the fifth marathon is not meant to be Chicago. Because do you know what? Going to Chicago is a big deal for a marathon, right?
Okay.
But I'm not going to do it now, because I want, that'll be the fifth one. I was there thinking Chicago needs to be number 7 next year, lucky number 7. So I'm going to do the Dublin one, I think. Again, manifesting the tickets, like the All-Ireland. Don't have a place yet, but I'm going to get it.
When is it?
The October.
Oh, Dublin.
It's the Dublin one.
Yeah.
But you see, the Chicago one is on October too. But I was there going, I'd love to go to Australia in January. I'd be wasting 3 or 4 grand over in America that I could spend in Australia.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't seem right. What I'm going to do then is, right, you know the way, next April, I will do the London Marathon again. I will finish the story now in a minute that I won't mention too much running. But I'm going to do the London Marathon next year, the sixth one, to celebrate 6 years sober.
In London.
In London. Wouldn't that be special? That's what I'm going to do instead.
Lovely. And then would you do Chicago then, that year?
Number 7, because number 7 is my lucky number. And the London Marathon next year is true, will be 3 days after my dad's anniversary. And I'm like, all that again. You know the way I'm all about, like, signs and all this kind of, I was like, what a way. And then I will have my goal for my personal best. So I'm going to go big on London in next year. And I'm going to, do you know what? Because I'm setting up my running group, the Fast and the Curious. I was meant to have it on Saturday, only the weather was shocking. I'm going to do it now this Saturday. And I want to kind of focus on that a good bit as well. And you see, when you are training for a marathon, as you know, you probably feel like you've trained with me. It takes up a lot of your time, and I don't want to obsess about it. I kind of want to be relaxed with the Dublin one, really invest on my running group here, because I'm going to be now like an ambassador for like a running app. The Runner app, I'm now a brand ambassador for them. So basically, if anyone wants to start running, they can, I have a like a code for it now and all that. So like, I'm now an ambassador for them as well, in sync with my running group. So I want to spend time doing that as well. So not going to do Chicago, going to do London as number 6, 6 years sober, all going well, in memory of my father's 1 year anniversary, all going well. And then Chicago, then a big number 7.
That's unreal.
Isn't it? Do you know the way I wake up a bit possessed, right, in the morning, and like, there's a certain situation going on, we won't go on about what I told you about that thing earlier. Yeah. Do you ever wake up like that? You wake up a bit possessed and you can't.
No, that's just.
Does that only happen to me?
Yeah, definitely.
That happens me a lot, like.
Like she goes to sleep, like, I'm definitely doing the Chicago Marathon now. She'll be sending me on, like, the name of the hotel and all she's staying in. Next, she wakes up the next morning, I'm actually not doing it. She's like, what?
Yeah.
We're all far the night before.
Yeah, I get. And, like, it's kind of like sometimes with men, right? I wake up and the next day I don't like them at all. That happened to me many a time.
I know.
It's happened where I'm into them and then the next day someone would ask about them and I'm like, oh, I don't like him anymore. And they're like, but this is the thing. What happened? And I'm like, I don't know. It's actually a condition called limerence when it comes to men. L-I-M-E-R-A-N-C-E. You're infatuated with something, right? And then you wake up and it's gone. You're not into them anymore. It's like, it happens a lot. I'd say if I got, do you know the way when you hear people in marriages and they wake up one day and they walk out in them? I'd say I'd do that to someone.
It's actually a thing, limerence.
Limerence, L-I-M-E-R-A-N-C-E. My friend can buy me a book in it. I know, I'm not nuts, but it is a thing.
Come here, that you're a bit strange. Actually, I seen on your Instagram this week you had the elections over in the UK. How'd you get on?
Well, first of all, when I was asked to do it, I offered to work that night, but I thought I'd be writing briefs or something, you know, back in the studio. But then I got a phone call saying, you'll be going down to Surrey to... All these names now won't be familiar to you. The Jeremy Hunt constituency, which is like the Chancellor, which is former Chancellor, which is like, who's our Minister of Finance? Like Michael McGrath. Oh, he's expenditure, I think.
He's going down.
Oh, I can see little Aaron Rose in the podcast here. Hi, Aaron Rose.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, I love you.
She can't hear you because I have the AirPods.
Oh.
Okay, somebody else wants to say hello there and to everybody.
Hi, Fionn.
Hi.
Hi, Fionn.
Hello.
Oh, I love his new jersey. Is that Liverpool?
Of course, yeah. No, Fionn, I remember that.
I
want
to sing a song.
Oh, no, you can't sing a song.
Yes, I can.
What did you bribe them with?
Aaron and Fionn, I'm not going to say it again. They're running around the Red FM studios here. I'm going to be barred from Red FM. All right, go on anyways. Sorry. Kids there running around the place.
So we went down to, we'll say, like, where Michael McGrath or that other fella, Pascal Donoghue. Do you know that version? Fella who looks after the money. Anyway, I did have a lot of imposter syndrome. Do you know what that is?
You feel like you shouldn't be there.
Did I say that before to you?
No, but I know that's how you're feeling.
Well, when they were told me, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be so terrible at this. And I was like, have you got the wrong person for this? And I didn't say that. Usually that would be my thinking where I'd be like, come here, I'm not good at this at all. Why are you inviting me down there? Are you mad? But I was like, hold off, don't say it. Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. So I went down anyway. And like, it was my job to grab the Chancellor. Wouldn't, like, he'd be not the deputy. He'd be a very important person here in politics here. So it was my job to try and grab him for an interview for Good Morning Britain. But his security guy was having none of it, whatever. But I was nervous down there, whatever. And then I was outside the Prime Minister's headquarters and all that kind of stuff. But I loved it. I did love it. But at the time, I was totally like, I shouldn't be here. How the hell did I get here? This is just all wrong. Do you know, I was very kind of, felt like I didn't belong there, which is like, actually, I was at an event there the week before that I mentioned, and I felt the exact same there. But as I said to you before, you might feel like that as well sometimes, Julie.
All the time. Anytime I go to an event here in Ireland or the UK, I'm like, I should not be here. Everyone's looking at me like, who's your one? Why is she here? All the time. It's awful. It's an awful feeling to have.
And then you see, you actually would be, I'd look at you if I didn't know you. I'd be like, oh, she's there now because she's one of the big shots now in the Instagram world in Ireland.
Far from it, Jesus Christ. But no, I think we're all like that. We always feel like we're not good enough, which is an awful feeling to have, isn't it?
And I have an awful habit of wanting to tell people I'm not good enough, as in like, oh, I'm useless at this now, I don't know what I'm doing here. But sure, imagine telling that to someone and they're like, well, that's great confidence in me, you're meant to be my producer.
Yeah.
You're telling me how shit you are. Yeah. Like, do you know, imagine if there was a woman going, imagine if you had a hairdresser and she kept going, come here, and you're like, cut 3 inches off there. Come here, I'm absolutely shit now at doing hair. Wouldn't you be like, well, what are you doing so?
Yeah. Get her away from my hair.
Like, shut up. Yeah. And I was invited somewhere else as well recently. And I was like, I should not be here. But I was like, don't fucking say it, because I have this awful issue with internal dialogue, kind of similar to my intrusive thoughts. I want to tell people exactly what's going on in my head. For an example, that guy I'm, you know, participating with, whatever, I was chatting to him and I was like telling him about how I am fear locking myself out of my apartment naked, and I was like, stop telling him. I was telling him the whole story and I was like, why are you telling him?
Yeah.
It's the intrusive thoughts. I just can't help it. But no, I was quite, do you know what, now I'm actually, because they were asking me now today on work, and how did you get on? Yeah, you did great and everything. And I was like, I wasn't kind of going, do you think I did great? Did someone say back to you know that I was shit or whatever? I was like, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was great. It was an honour to do it. We'll have fantastic time. You know, but look, I'm happy out with myself. Anyway,
and it was a great
experience
as well, wasn't it, Fia?
No, it really, really was. I was,
come
and, like, it was
one
such...
question I have for you. Why in God's name is it true the night? Why not like at a normal time, like lunchtime or something like that, or dinner time? Why was it like 2 o'clock in the morning, you're running here, there and everywhere? I was like, where is she going?
But that's kind of like the same in Ireland.
What was that? Nighttime?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well,
isn't
I don't
it?
Think. Do you know what now? I'll be very honest with you, this is shameful now, but I probably know more about the politics here than at home because I never really had interest in politics.
Yeah.
But I kind of have to know it here more so. But in radio, before I didn't be like, oh, whatever. Like, I'd be like, I know who the Taoiseach is and all that kind of stuff. Actually, you've questions in the quiz about the UK election, so you better be listening.
I don't even know the Irish lads, never mind the lads out here.
I know. So actually, who's the leader, new leader of the Green Party that was mentioned earlier, announced earlier?
In Ireland?
Yeah.
Micheál McGrath?
No, he's going after Europe. He's a lovely man,
though, isn't he? I knew he was going to Europe, though, because the taxi man told me that night. I don't know.
You were texting him?
No, the taxi man.
Oh, right. Or text him. Yeah, he's a nice lad, but we have to remain impartial here when it comes to politics. Anyway, listen, speaking of other things, what's going on with you and Bike Roski?
Fuck it, I didn't go for 3 weeks.
And then Sinead, your cousin,
yeah,
she's after getting the Zone Master several times.
Several times. It's the fucking kids. I have no time.
Like, is it because school holidays?
School holidays. I got Fiona in the camp now last week, but then I had Aaron Rose during the day whilst he was in the camp. It's very hard to get both of them into the same camp. Next, they're at that age where he wants to go to the soccer camp or the GA camp. She kind of wants to do the dancey camps. So like they're on at different times and different weeks. It's painful. So yeah, I'm just putting on the pounds at home as we speak.
But no, you started off Laura's plan, didn't you?
I did, no, in fairness. It's very good. It's really, really
so good. So
lot
good.
Of
Laura Dargan.
Laura Dargan. But sure, that's what every diet. Do you know, if you want to lose weight, you have to eat more. Do you want to eat an awful lot of protein? And I actually feel my form is way better as well since I started upping my protein intake. Unreal. It's
really,
yeah, it's really good. Like, Brenda, there was weeks there, girl, I was going and I was having like beans and toast for my dinner because I thought I was going non-stop with the kids and school collection and homework and dropping hair there and everywhere. I was like, I'll just have beans and toast. That's no good for you for dinner.
No.
Like, at least now I'm actually throwing on a chicken fillet there into the air fryer and just like load of salad or a bit of rice or whatever with it, you know?
What I find as well about doing Laura, I did Laura's workouts and I'm actually on her app and it's brilliant. Her food, I was never hungry on the plan.
No.
Never.
No. And that's what I'm saying. I'm always in good form. Her exercise is meant to be unreal. I think I might actually sign up for that as well. And just do it in the morning before the kids get up, do you know?
It's so good. It's so good. And also, I meant to ask you something else I meant to mention. How did you get on the Peg Sayers book on holidays?
I was actually, the lad that interviewed me earlier asked me the same thing. I said, I actually forget. I'm going to have to fucking reread it. That was 3 weeks ago.
Did you actually read it? Tell me the truth.
I tried, but I was on my holidays and like people were looking at me stupid sitting there on my own and then holding a Peg Sayers book. I was like, I can't. And it was too hot. I was all wrong. I was getting flustered.
Well, I'll tell you this now, right? Do you know what I went away on my own little trip?
Yeah.
Didn't I forget it?
Oh, you did it.
So you actually brought it with you, right? And then when I went on holidays, because I just didn't put up much when I went away. And people were like, I hope you didn't forget the Peg Sayers book. And I was like, shit, I actually forgot it. And it's so funny because I had a few people over at the apartment and they all knew the book. It's on my coffee table. And they were like, oh my God. They're like English people. They're like, oh my God, that's the book you were on about. The old woman. I was like, yeah. So I was like, wait till she finds out.
And you warned me. You warned me.
I know.
Morning,
I bought it.
You texted me.
The
cost me
like 30
now,
pounds.
Judy. Yeah, and you're like, I'm telling you now, make sure you bring that book. I was like, I have a girl. Relax.
I know. We'll have to revisit it now next week because I'll be in Ireland next week. So we have to have one or two chapters done of it, all right?
Yeah, we'll try to get down to that island as well.
We will, yeah. Oh, actually, I must reply to him as well. Your man from the island. Yeah, I'll get back on him. Right, so for your quiz, right, are you smarter than your 6-year-olds? Fiona and Aaron Rose are actually in studio with you. Do they want to say hi?
They're gone again.
They just
asked me there. They were like, can we go into that girl with Ciara? She's in there on the radio. I was like, stay.
Did you meet Neil Prendival?
No, he's not.
Did you meet Neil? Is he not there?
No.
Morning, Neil. Right, so we will start. Okay, question number one. Are you smarter than your six-year-old? Just check how smart you've been listening to me now during the week. Who is the new Prime Minister of Britain? Question number one.
What does it begin with?
K.
Karen Harris.
No.
Keith Lyons.
Keith.
What is that?
No, it's Keir Starmer.
Keir's.
Keir. K-E-I-R.
All right, Keir Starmer, no.
Starmer. Starmer. Okay, question number two. Who will Cork play in the All-Ireland final?
Claire.
All right, you got that one. Number three. What is the name of the Cup award to the winners in Gaelic football?
Sam Maguire.
Yes. He was from Dunmanway, isn't he?
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah, he's two. Yeah, so that's two out of three. So I like doing the riddles with you. What's this one? I am not alive, but I grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I?
A weed. Oh, like water kills me. Fire?
No, you said a weed first. It was fire. Fire. Okay, so two out of four. I'll give you one more. I can be cracked, made, told and played. What am I?
An egg. Is that... Crack an egg.
Can you play with an egg?
Can you play with an egg? Fionn plays with eggs. Fionn asks me every single day, can I crack this egg and throw it off?
Oh my God, you know when you play the game of the egg where you're kind of throwing at each other and see whoever leaves the ball? That's a great laugh.
To your podcast.
Where were you listening to it?
On her iPad.
I told you, don't be putting that on. That's for mommies only. Go.
Mommies only. The answer is a joke. Okay, so one more. So that is two out of five. Look, I don't know what it is, but you only got two so far. Another one. Oh yeah, spell arguments. That's your spelling for the week.
A-R-Q-U-E-M-E-N-T-S?
No.
A-R-G-U-E-M-E-N-T-S?
Yeah, so I'll give you 3 out of 5.
Do you know
2.5 out of 5. One more, right, okay.
Go on.
What has keys but can't open locks?
What? What has keys?
What has keys but can't open locks?
A car?
No, a piano. I do like the riddles, but I'm very dumb at the riddles, to be honest.
Like, they don't even make sense.
I know, that's why I like doing them to you. So yeah, you got, I think, 2.5 out of 6.
Oh, that's good.
They didn't suit you that much, as Larry Gogan would say.
Nope, not this week, not this week.
Not this week, not this week. Anyhow,
next week
that's
we'd
it
probably
for...
be together, I'd say. We might be up.
We probably will be.
Dublin or Care.
Dublin or Care, could be Cork.
Could be Cork.
I will be home anyway because we, by this time next week, we will have our tickets to the All-Ireland. Woo, Corky Kaboo! I genuinely won't mind if they lose. I genuinely won't mind. It's just to be there sober and not having to be held up at the match will be an achievement.
Yeah, so I look forward to that. Good to be back and all that.
Good to be back. And also we've our show as well on the 6th of September in the Opera House. We'll have a ball. We'll have a blast. Tickets are on sale on the Opera House website and the Cork Podcast Festival website as well. Until next week, guys.
Slán. Take care.
Slán. Bye.